chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
23节去看。
23.
罗马书第9章23节。
Romans 9:23.
找到我们一起来读。
That's right. Read together in English or Chinese.
又将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿。
Here it mentions the object of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory.
然后我们看希伯来书。 第二章第九第十节
Chapter 2, 9 and 10 Hebrews chapter 2, 9 and 10
找到我们也是中文英文我们一起来读
Let's read together
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣 因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味原来那位万有所属为万有所本要领许多的儿子进入荣耀去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全 本是合宜的。这里第十节特别讲到，要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
In verse 10, it mentions he will bring many sons to glory.
然后我们再看哥林多后书第3章18节。Let's
read 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多后书第3章18节，找到我们也一起来念。Also,
we'll read together.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这里讲到一个荣上加荣。Here
it mentioned. The ever-increasing glory.
最后我们再回到哥罗西书第1章，我们只读27节的后面那一段。Finally,
we come back to the Colossians, chapter 1. We'll read the second part of verse 27.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
在你复活的清晨，你也在召集我们一起在主你的面前。
On this resurrection morning, you have called us together before you.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
因为借着弟兄姊妹们的祷告，我们已经把这段时间恭敬仰望在主你的手上。
Through the prayers of brothers and sisters, we have submitted this time period into your hand.
求你在这段时间，主啊，求你再用你的宝血来洁净我们。
May you cleanse us with your precious blood.
愿你的宝血来洁净我们的心，也去掉那一切的难阻。
Clean up our heart, remove all the obstacles.
好让主你的旨意，你的话语在这里能够畅通无阻。
So that your purpose, your word will move freely.
我们也用信心在这里来支取主你为我们所预备的恩膏。
And by faith, we'll receive all the anointings you have prepared for us.
求主你来，真是恩膏为你做出口的、翻译的和在这里的每一颗心。
May you, Lord, anoint who speaks for you, who translates for you, and every heart that is here.
好让主。 你自己在这里掌权
So that Lord you be in control here
好让主你圣灵在这里能够自由地运行
So that your Holy Spirit will move freely here
我们恭敬地在仰望在主你的手上
humbly we submit the time into your hand.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主，我们可以在一起来分享主的话语。
Thank the Lord that we can here together we share the word of God.
这次你要看是基督在我们里面成为那个荣耀的盼望。
And this time we'll look at the Christ in us become that hope of glory.
中文把这个盼望这个字翻译得很好。
The Chinese translation for that word hope is great.
因为这个不是平常我们所说的那个希望。
It's not a wish that we use every day.
前一阵子我们家在油房子。
Recently we were doing painting projects in my house.
然后那前一阵子也经常下雨。
And it rained a lot.
然后我经常就会说，我希望明天不要下雨，希望明天会有太阳。
And oftentimes I said, I wish tomorrow we'll have sunny weather, tomorrow it won't rain.
因为平常我们就是这样用这个希望的这个词。
So we use this word wish a lot every day.
但这个不是这里所说的盼望。
But the word wish is not the word hope.
这里的盼望是一个有把握的盼望。
Hope is a certain thing. It's more assured.
它是讲到是要来的，要发生的。
It will eventually happen.
而且讲到是一个有确据的，有把握的。
And we have assurance. We have confirmation.
而且是一个有信心的盼望。
And this is a hope of faith too.
所以这里讲到说，基督在我们里面是那确定的，荣耀的。
So it says here that Christ is in us and He is that hope of glory. He is that certain hope.
你知道今年的主题是讲到活着就是基督。
And we all know this year our main theme is to live is Christ.
感谢主，冯牧师也一直几次的信息里面也提到三点，讲到活着是为基督，活着像基督和活着就是基督。
And thank the Lord that Pastor Phil mentioned several times. There are three points here. One is to live for Christ, one is to live like Christ, and lastly, to live is Christ.
我想很多时候，有的时候我们说我们活着为基督，有的时候我们还斗胆还敢说一下。Sometimes
we can boldly say we want to live for Christ.
然后我想。 这个当我们属灵高峰的时候，我们可以这个也感，偶尔我们也感受一下，我们活得像基督。And
sometimes when we're at our spiritual peak, we can say, we live like Christ.
但真要说活着是基督，真的是觉得很不敢，也不配，这些。But
we have to say we dare not, and we're unworthy to say to live is Christ.
很多时候真的是碰到一点点的事，我想我们的自己就出来了。Oftentimes,
if something happened to us, we'll see our old self coming out.
然后我们就会很紧张，也会变得真的是计较这个，计较那个。We'll
be anxious, we'll be worrying about all kinds of stuff.
然后又觉得怕这里吃亏了，又怕在那里好像又怎么样。
We're worried about losses here or there.
很容易也紧张。 或者就生气。
And we were anxious or sometimes we were angry.
有的时候就生闷气 或者就发脾气了。
Sometimes we show it the anger, sometimes we don't.
我想实在是真的很多时候在圣灵的光照里面 真的是看自己就觉得真的很多时候也没有活着为基督。
And really in the light of the Holy Spirit we can see many times, oftentimes we did not really live for Christ.
也很多时候，更多的时候真的是不像基督。
And we did not live like Christ.
实在很多时候是像诗歌所唱，我们会有软弱，会有灰心失望的时候。
And a lot of times we're tired, we're weak, and we're in despair.
甚至会真的是绝望。
And truly, a lot of times we're desperate, we're in despair.
但实在这句话很多时候就成为 我里面的安慰和里面的鼓舞。
And at those moments, this passage here become our encouragement.
他讲到基督 在我们里面，基督在你里面，基督在我里面。
Here it asserted that Christ is in you, in me, in us.
成了那确定的荣耀的盼望。
It is that certain hope of glory in us.
如果基督在我们里面越来越多，
if Christ has become more and more in us,
那么我们也就会越来越像基督。
And then we'll become more and more like Christ.
然后在我们的里面，那个荣耀就会越来越大。
In us, this glory will be increasing.
圣经有许多的地方都讲到荣耀。
Many verses in the Bible mention glory.
荣耀有可能真是在圣经里面可能是最难，我想最难解释的一句一个词。
It is probably one of the most difficult word to explain in Bible.
那什么是荣耀呢？
And what is glory?
荣耀不是我们平常所说的那个很绚丽多彩。
Glory is not necessarily the brilliance, the colorful thing that we think about.
也不是我们所讲到那个光辉灿烂。
It is not necessarily the brightness, the light.
Splendor.
Splendor?
Splendor.
Splendor. Okay. Yes, it's not necessarily splendor.
因为说到荣耀是那个光辉，那会贬低了那个荣耀的本质。
If we say the glory is just a splendor, then we're actually belittling the glory.
荣耀也不是讲到什么，有的时候我们想那个受勋或者怎么样那种形式就是很荣耀的时候。
Sometimes we think if we see a medal or something, it's a glorious moment.
但我们知道圣经所讲的也不是那个意思。
And we know that Bible is not talking about that kind of stuff.
实在什么是荣耀，我相信只有神的灵在我们里面可以向我们来说启示。
And what is glory? I think only the Holy Spirit can reveal it in us.
我记得巴克弟兄叫 Austin, Brother Austin Spark, 有一次他这样讲到。
Brother Austin Spark once said,
他英文是这样，他说 Glory is the manifested presence of the Lord.
荣耀就是神在彰显他自己。
他那里讲到不单只是神的同在，而且是神同在的那个发表。
But here it mentions not only is the presence of God, it is the manifested presence of God.
有一个弟兄特别讲到说，他说它是那个 manifestation of God when He is at home.
就是神的同在能够表现出来，
就好像他是在家里一样。
It's like He is at home.
很有意思，我们知道圣经第一次讲到神的荣耀的时候，是第一次讲到神第一那个荣耀第一次。降在也碰到地上的时候，是在会幕建好的时候。
And the first time the Bible mentions that the glory of God dwells on earth is when the tent of meeting is completed.
我们知道，当会幕建好的那时候，神的荣耀充满了会幕。
And we know that when the tent of meeting is completed, the glory of the Lord fills the tabernacle.
他来到他的家里。
He comes to his home.
他的同在就完全的彰显出来。
His presence is manifested.
没有一个人可以侍立在那里。
And no one actually can stand there and serve him.
连摩西也不行。
Even Moses cannot do that.
我们也知道，当圣殿建成的时候。
And also when the temple is completed.
当所罗门祷告了那个伟大的献殿的祷告之后。
When Solomon finished his great prayer.To turn the temple into the Lord's hand.
那时候，神的荣耀也是一样，充满了圣殿。
And the same time, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
所以，无论是所罗门王，是那些王子、那些祭司、那些立位人，所有的人都不能侍立在那里。
Even King Solomon or the priest or the prince or anyone, they cannot stand and serve.
每一个人那个时候都匍匐在神的面前。
everyone knelt down and with their face to the ground.
那是神的荣耀。
That is the glory of the Lord.
我们也知道，当主耶稣生在伯利恒的时候，神的荣耀来到他的家里。
And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, God's glory came to his house.
我们知道有明亮的星也这样的出现。
And the bright star appeared.
那是不是神的荣耀？我们不知道。
We cannot be sure if that is the glory of the God.
但我们知道使徒约翰告诉我们。
But we know that Apostle John told us.
他告诉我们道成了肉身，支搭帐篷在人间，是那神独生子的荣光。我们也见过他的荣光，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And Apostle John said that the Word became flesh. He set up his tent among us. And we have seen the glory of his only begotten Son, that is a complete fullness of the of God's glory.
我们这里看到神的荣耀是彰显在我们主耶稣基督里面。
And we know that the glory of God is manifested in Christ Jesus.
是在当圣灵在五旬节降下来的时候。
And also when Holy Spirit comes down on Pentecost.
我们知道圣灵把120个个体这样的一个聚会变成一个身体，一个有120个肢体的身体。
And Holy Spirit has turned the 120 people gathered together into one body.
这是主在预备那得荣耀的器皿。
And this, here we see the Lord is preparing the vessel for His glory.
这也是希伯来书作者所讲到的，我们的主要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
That's also how the author of Hebrews mentioned that the Lord will bring many sons into glory.
我们来到圣经的最后一章启示录，那里我们可以找到那个新耶路撒冷。
In the last chapter of the Bible, we'll find it mentioned New Jerusalem.
讲到神的圣城和羔羊的妻。
The holy city of God and Lamb.
感谢主，这段时间彭牧师也给我们讲这个启示录，这两次他也讲到了这个新的耶路撒冷。
And thank the Lord, Pastor Peng has been teaching us the book of Revelation recently, and also mentioned New Jerusalem.
是在当那圣城从天而降的时候。
When the holy city come down from heaven.
你讲到那个新耶路撒冷实在是那充满了神的荣耀。
In New Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord fills it.
在那里没有太阳，也没有月亮。
There is no sun, no moon.
因为神的荣耀照亮了那个城。
Because God's glory shines upon it.
这个羔羊的妻，这个新耶路撒冷，是一个大的光，彰显神的荣耀。
And this New Jerusalem, the wife of the Lamb, is this great light manifesting the Lord's glory.
当我们再回过头，我们再来看，当我们人被造的时候，他是为了发表神的荣耀。
When we look back, we can see the creation of human being is to manifest the Lord's glory.
神创造人类的时候是为了发表他的荣耀。
God created us to manifest His glory.
我们知道去年我们在读罗马书。
Last year we were reading Romans.
罗马书第三章二十三节，我们很熟悉的那里告诉我们，是世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It was stated clearly in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of the God.
这句话就隐含了神起初造人的时候是为了神的荣耀。
It implied that God created us for His glory.
从另一面讲，没有神的荣耀，神就是人就是有缺陷的，人就没有达到神所命定，神创造人所命定的那个目的。
It stated that without God's glory, we're incomplete. We did not fulfill our purpose completely.
当罪进入了世界
，When sin entered the world，
我们知道人就亏缺了神的荣耀。
And we have falling short of the glory of God.
我们刚才读到罗马书第九章二十三、二十四节，那里也告诉我们。
When we read Romans 9:23 just now, it also mentioned
하나님 讲到说 神要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上.
It says God will make the riches of glory of His glory known to the vessels of His mercy that He prepared in advance for His glory.
就是那些从犹太人中和外邦人中
Those that he has called not only from the Jews but also from the Gentiles.
这句话是说到你,
and this is talking about you and me.
如果我们真认识我们自己,
if we truly know ourselves,
我们就知道我们实在是蒙怜悯的,
then we'll know we are actually the object of God's mercy.
神救了我们是因他的大怜悯。
God saved us because of His great mercy on us.
实在当我们与主的时间越长，你越亲近，就越发知道，我们实在是蒙怜悯的器皿。
When you experience more of our Lord, when you live longer in Him, you will know that we indeed are the objects of His mercy.
但第九章二十三节这里也进一步告诉我们，我们不单只是蒙怜悯的器皿。
Verse 23 not only mentioned that we are the objects of mercy, it also mentioned that we are prepared in advance for glory.
只是让我们一起来思想，当神拯救了我们，他在我们每个人里面创造了一个器皿。
Let us meditate on this fact that God has saved us, but and He also created a vessel in us.
这是为什么?
For what purpose?
在他的恩典，在他的怜悯里面，他在我们里面造了一个器皿。实在这个是为了什么?
In His grace and mercy, He created this vessel. Why does He do it?
实在是为了那个荣耀。
The purpose is for His glory.
好让我们这个器皿能够被他自己来充满。
So that this vessel can be filled with His glory. So that His presence can be manifested through us. So that we can live out Christ, so that we can live as Christ. So that we can manifest His glory.
实在基督在我们里面是那确定的。
Indeed, Christ in us is that certain hope of glory. We are the vessels.
这个器皿唯一的目的就是为了来盛装,
the only purpose for that vessel is to hold, to receive God's glory. It is not to decorate something.
许多时候我们在弟兄姊妹们的家里可以看到很多很漂亮的花瓶或者碗或者盘子。Sometimes
in a brother and sister's house we'll see those beautiful vases and bowls and decorations.
但是在他们里面，在这些盘子、花瓶里面什么都没有。But
if you look inside, it's totally empty. There's nothing in it.
有的花瓶很漂亮，但里面也没有插花。
Some vases look beautiful, but there's no flower in it.
它只是用来装饰的，只是用来摆设观看的。
It's only an ornament. It's only for decoration.
但这不是神造我们的意思。But
that is not the purpose that God created us for.
实在神造我们是有一个特别的用处。And
He has a special purpose for us.
是用来盛装他自己。That
is to hold His glory.
是一个被他自己
A vessel to be filled by Himself to, for His glory. We also just read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
那你讲到，我们主耶稣要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
It says Jesus Christ will bring many sons to glory.
我们记得在主耶稣他被害前的几个星期,
we remember several weeks before his death.
你知道在圣经记载在以色列的一个高山上面我们的主他变了形象显出他的荣耀。
The Bible recorded that on a high mountain he was transfigured and revealed his full glory.
你知道罪人是亏缺了神的荣耀。
We know that sinners fell short of the glory of the glory of the Lord.
但我们的主他在地上经过那33年的生活他达到了神的荣耀。
But our Lord lived on earth for 33 years and he fulfilled the glory of the Lord.
在那一瞬间他就改变被荣耀充满他在他里面就发出那个荣耀。
Right at that moment, he was filled with glory and he was transfigured.
他的脸面明亮如日头衣裳洁白如光。
His face shone like a sun, and his clothes turned white like light.
那是神的荣耀。
That is the glory of God.
我们的主是在宇宙中那唯一的一个人，或者说他是唯一一个是站在人的地位上能够达到神的荣耀的。
And he is that only man in the universe that he can achieve the glory of God.
在那个时候你知道就是那葡萄是那最熟的时候也是那个麦子也是最美丽最金黄的时候。
And we know that that is the moment that the wine or the wheat is at the ripening moment.
但是我们的主他定义转念。
But our Lord, he decided to turn his face.
他下了山医好了那鬼妇的。
He came down the mountain and healed a evil spirit possessed boy.
如果在那个时候我们的主他就直接到神的面前那么就只有一个人能够在那荣耀里。
If at that moment he decided just to go up to God, then we only have one man that can go to God.
然而我们的主没有这样做。
But our Lord didn't do that.
实在是因着他的爱因着他那到底的爱
because of his love, his complete love, ultimate love,
他就转面下山。
He turned his face and came down mountain.
他的面如坚石。
His face is stern.
Like a flint. 然后他就面向耶路撒冷。
And he faced Jerusalem.
他就把他自己献在十字架上。
He offered himself on the cross.
现在我们都知道那是为了拯救我们。
And we know that he did this to save us.
赐给我们那永远的生命。
To give us the eternal life.
也要带许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
And he will bring many sons into glory.
实在我们感谢主。主在十字架上他不单只要拯救我们他的死不单只是为了拯救我们。
We thank the Lord that his death is not only to save us.
而且他是要带领我们进入到荣耀里。
But it's also to take all of us into glory.
好不好我们一起再来看一处的经文是在彼得前书第五章第十节。
Let us read one more verse, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
这句话实在也是对我帮助很大。愿这句话也能深入我们的心里面。
This verse has helped me a lot. May this verse dwell in our heart.
彼得前书第五章第十节。
First Peter 5:10.
这里讲到那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀等你们战受苦难之后必要亲自成全你们坚固你们赐力量给你们。
Here it says, And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
实在我们问我们是神的儿女吗?
If we ask ourselves, are we the children of God?
如果我们是已经重生的人，
if we are born again,
我们就是神亲自呼召的，
then we are the ones God called himself.
他召我们要做什么？
What did he call us for?
他要召我们，他要召我们得享，然后讲到是要进入那个荣耀里面。
He called us to his eternal glory.
那永远的荣耀里面。
This is an eternal glory.
是在哪里呢？
And where is this glory?
是在基督里。
It is in Christ.
就是他在我们，他在基督里召我们得享那永远的荣耀。
So here it says, He called us in Christ to receive His eternal glory.
许多时候我们会讲这个话不是对我们说的。
Oftentimes we think that this is not speaking to us.
可能是对那些很特别的弟兄，像马丁路德、卫斯理、约翰或宋尚杰那些弟兄讲。
We think that maybe this is referring to those specially blessed brothers like Martin Luther, 宋尚杰。etc.
我们是不会进，我们可能会远远看到那个荣耀，但是我想我们不会在那里。
Maybe we'll look at this glory from a far distance. Maybe we won't enter it.
所以在这里，这位知道人软弱的彼得，这位曾经跌倒又曾经被神恢复的彼得，他这样说。
So here we can see that the weakness of man, and Peter, who has stumbled but restored by the Lord, he said so.
他说那赐诸般恩典的神。
He said the God of all grace.
他召我们。
He has called us.
而且他必要亲自成全、坚固、赐力量给我们。
And surely he himself will restore us and make us strong, firm, and steadfast.
因为神已经把那诸般的恩典都准备好。
Because God has prepared all grace.
如果我们有一个大的问题，
if we have a big problem,
神就给我们一个大的恩典。
He will give us a big grace.
如果我们有一个更大的问题，
if our problem grow bigger,
神就会给我们一个更大的恩典。
He will give us a greater grace.
实在，如果我们有一个不可想象的问题，
if we have an unimaginably huge problem,
神就要给我们充分足够的恩典。
He will give us sufficient grace beyond our imagination.
我们要做的就是要抓住神的恩典。
What we need to do is hold fast to His word, His grace.
我们再看一个地方。
Let's look at one more.
是在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十节。这里讲到，这正是主降临。要在他圣徒身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的日子。
Here it says, On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed.
这里讲到说，在主要降临的时候，他在主要在神要在他的圣徒身上得荣耀。
Here it says, when the Lord comes, He will be glorified in His holy people.
我们能够相信主要在我们身上得荣耀吗？
Can we believe that the Lord will be glorified, in us?
就是连那信的人都觉得稀奇。
All those who believed even marveled at that.
但是实在基督在我们里面成了那荣耀确定的盼望。
But surely Christ is in us. He is that hope of glory. He is that certain hope of glory.
实在感谢主。圣经一方面告诉我们，我们是蒙怜悯，早预备得荣耀的器皿。这是讲到个人的。
We praise the Lord. On one hand, we are the objects of mercy. We are prepared to, for His glory in advance. This is talking about each of us individually.
另外一方面, 他, 曾经让我们看到有一个新耶路撒冷, 一个羔羊的妻, 讲到是一个团体的。
On the other hand, the Bible also mentioned New Jerusalem, the wife of Lamb. That is a corporate.
然后在哥罗西书, 第一章27-28节这里, 就让我们看到这里有一个很奇妙的一个平衡。
And in Colossians,
第一章27-28节, 我刚才读到,
1:27-28, we can see there's this wonderful balance here.
在27节那里讲到, 他说基督在你们里面, 这个你们是一个复数, 是一个整体的。
If we look at verse 27, it says, Christ is in you. That you is a plural form.
是在你里面，在我里面，是在我们众圣徒里面。
So Christ is in you and in me in all the saints.
然后在28节那里,
but in verse 28,
那里讲到说我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧，然后那里有三个个人。
It says that we proclaim him admonishing and teaching.
那你讲到说是劝诫个人。 教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全地领到神的面前。
It says, admonish and teach everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
所以在28节那里, 保罗就讲到这里个人。 所以如果是在基督在我们里面要成为那真实成为那荣耀的盼望, 每一个信徒我们都必须亲自每一个个人都要来亲自来认识主来经历主在主里面要成长。
And here Paul keeps mentioning everyone. So if we want to receive the glory of God, every one of us must come before him to experience him to receive this glory.
我们再回到启示录最后一章那里。
There's also go back to the last chapter of Revelation.
我们看到在那里那个新耶路撒冷，那个神的圣城，是只有三样东西来组成的。
We can see that the New Jerusalem, the holy city of God, is made up three things.
那三样东西，能称它为是那荣耀的材料。
In these three things, we call it the glorious materials.
来讲到是有金子，有宝石，有珍珠。
It mentions the gold, the gems, and the pearls.
你知道在那里没有草木和鞋,
there's no grass or wood,
也没有塑料的, 也没有砖头, 也没有水泥,
no concrete, no plastic, no bricks.
无论那些东西有多么的漂亮,
no matter how good looking they are,
在那里就是没有人手所做的材料,
there's no works of man there.
这是讲到这是基督的金子基督的宝石和基督的珍珠。
We know that this is the gold of Christ, gem of Christ, and the pearl of Christ.
你知道金子是讲到基督的性情神的性情。
Gold is about the nature of God.
宝石是讲到神的那个绚丽光彩就像宝石一样。
The precious stone is about the splendor of God. It's like that of a precious stone.
珍珠是讲到那在苦难里面与主的交通里面在那十字架的经历里所产生的像珍珠这样的美丽。
And pearl is especially about through the fellowship of with Christ in suffering.
这一切都是讲到基督整个城 都是从基督的生命里面产生出来，说到基督的金子、宝石和珍珠。
The whole city is produced from the life of Christ, gold, gem, and pearl.
这是讲到一个团体。
And this is talking about a corporate.
另一方面，我们看到基督是怎样的在你里面，在我里面。 在每一个信徒里面来产生金子 宝石和珍珠。
On the other hand, we can also see how Christ works in every one of us, to produce this material of glory.
实在是只有在这些经历里面，在这些愿意出代价的经历里面产生。
And these can only be produced if you're willing to pay the price to experience Christ.
实在是只有在这些经历里面，我们能够发现这些金子、这些宝石和这些珍珠。
Only in these experiences we can discover the gold, the gem, and the pearls.
然后能够产生出来。
And they can be produced there.
然后能够带到这个新耶路撒冷里面。
And we can bring to New Jerusalem.
而这些材料实在是在你的生命里面，在我的生命里面所产生的。
And these materials are indeed are produced in your life and my life.
时间的关系，我就讲一点，是在基督怎么样在我们里面产生这个珍珠。
I want to mention a little bit more about how the pearls is produced in us.
你知道珍珠的产生是在它在里面是有一个那个光。蚌壳里面有个沙子，是吧？进到那个风蚌里面。
We know that to produce pearl, we need a little sand in the cleft.
Yeah, 但我们知道，但基督不是那个，不是那个珍珠里面的那个沙子。
But Christ Himself is not that sand.
那个沙子可能是那个撒旦的那个差役给你和给我。
The sand could be coming from the messenger of Satan.
但是在我们里面的那个基督能够包容那个刺激你的那个沙子。
But the Christ in us can help us work with that sand.
然后是基督的恩典和圣灵的感动，圣灵的能力来感动我们。
Through the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit working in us.
能够一层一层，能够一次一次的来包裹那个沙子和那沙子所造成的那个伤痕。
So that every time, gradually the sand is covered and the wound is healed.
这是基督在我们里面能够造成这个珍珠，形成这个珍珠。
That is Christ working in every one of us to produce this pearl.
这个美丽的珍珠。
This beautiful pearl.
我们再看，在哥林多后书三章十八节那里，我们刚才读过。
We want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 again.
想去看后面，他们也讲到说。就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Verse 18 says, "Will be transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who's the Spirit."
有的时候我在想，如他说就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，有的时候我就想，这荣上加荣。圣经没有这荣上加荣，就是从一个荣耀接着一个荣耀。
Sometimes I pondered that this verse. It says ever increasing glory. It should be from glory to more glory.
但圣经它没有说好像从一个就是喜上加喜，它就变成主的形状。它没有说那个喜上加喜。
It didn't say with ever increasing joy.
他没有说好像是 从一个狂喜又到一个狂喜。
From an excitement to another bigger excitement.
但他是说从荣耀到荣耀。
But it says from glory to glory.
你知道很多时候在经历上讲从荣耀到荣耀实在是从一个困境从一个试炼里面。再到另外一个困境，再到另外一个试炼。
Sometimes in our real experience, it is actually from one trial into another.
但是在这一个困境，在这一个试炼里面，神就在我们里面创造了一个 荣耀。
But through the difficult situation or the trial, God has created glory in us.
他创造一个 capacity for glory. 他就创造了一个荣耀，一个荣耀来盛装这个荣耀。
He created this capacity to be filled with His glory.
本来我们的容量只有那么一点点。
Initially, our capacity is only a little.
但经过神的工作，那个容量会大一点。
Through the work of God, the capacity increased.
然后再大一点。
Then it increased again.
所以让圣灵的工作是让我们能够使我们能够荣上加荣。
So the work of Holy Spirit will help us from glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成。
As it comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
实在我们也不要误会，实在我们也是有很狂喜的时候。
But let's not misunderstand that we will never have any joy or excitement.
有的时候我们也好像是在那个太空里面漫步一样，然后很高兴。
Sometimes we feel like we're walking in a space.
但很多时候，但在那种时候极少，我们的那个荣耀的度量会被扩充。
But in those rare moments, our capacity for God's glory usually does not increase.
实在我们经验会告诉我们，常常是在那黑暗的
Our experience tells us usually it's at those dark moments, those moments of suffering.
当我们回过头去看,
when we look back,
我们明白, 我们也承认,
we understand and we admit,
神在我的生命里做了有永远价值的事。
God has done something in my life that has eternal value.
我们再看哥林多后书第四章十七节。
Let's also read 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17.
这里有一个很强烈的对比。
There is a huge contrast here.
也讲到说这自战自轻的苦楚为要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
It says our light and momentary trouble will achieve for us an eternal glory and outweigh them all.
自战的苦楚，一个极重啊，自战的苦楚，一个是永远的荣耀。
And it says momentary versus eternal, and light versus the outweigh.
实在这里看到是神。这里说到是说，神要借着这自战自轻的苦楚，在我们里面工作，然后要成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
So it says God will work through our light and momentary troubles to achieve for us an eternal glory that outweighs them all.
但我们会说，这个不是。这个可不是自战自惊的苦楚。
We might say, well, this one is not a light and momentary trouble.
这个是很大的苦楚。
This is a huge one.
这个可以说，你可以说啊，你不懂，你不懂我的遭遇。你可以说，你也不懂我的处境。
You don't know my situation and you don't know my suffering.
在想刚来美国的时候，我们已经这个受了很多苦。
We have suffered a lot when we first come here.
然后现在又遇到一个百年一次的这样的经济大萧条。
And then we encountered this great recession.
我们可以说我们的苦楚实在很大。
Yes, our suffering indeed is great.
怎么可以说是自战自轻呢？
So how can you describe it as light and momentary?
而且可能看起来也好像是没有止境一样。
And we have not seen the end of it yet.
这个。可能就是因为我们没有像十八节所说的。
Maybe it's because we didn't live like the verse 18 said.
因为我们常常是顾念所看见。
Oftentimes we fix our eyes on what is seen.
而不是顾念
not on what is unseen.
如果我们只看那所看见的,
if we only see those visible things, then we won't feel it's light and momentary. And we cannot understand what all this suffering is about. It only makes our life more difficult and painful.
实在如果我们的眼睛只看那眼睛所看见的，耳朵所听见的，我们的手，我们所摸着的。
If we only trust on what we can see, what we can feel, and what we can hear,
那不是自战自清的苦。You
won't feel the suffering is light or momentary.
但是如果我们能看见那看不见的,
but if we fix our eyes on what is unseen,
我们里面的眼睛能够被打开,
then the eyes inside of us will be opened.
我们里面会一下子明白过来,
we will suddenly understand.
神在预备我们得荣耀,
God is preparing us for His glory.
神在预备你和我, 我们众圣徒,
God is preparing you and me, all the saints.
我们是那蒙怜悯的器皿,
we are the vessels of His mercy.
是早预备要得荣耀的,
He has prepared in advance for us to receive His glory. We are created.
我们是被召的, okay. 要
We are called to His glory.
相对之下,
if you compare with that, you would agree the suffering is light and momentary.
可能等到那一天, 我们在荣耀的,
on that day when we're in His glory,
也许要走一段时间,
that may be a while.
也许我会去找卓勇弟兄,
maybe I'll go look for Brother 卓勇,
然后我问卓勇说, 你那时候的问题怎么样了?
I'll ask him, what about that problem you experienced back then?
你那时候的困难怎么样了?
What about that difficulty you had back then?
他可能也会问我, 我那时候的问题怎么样? 我那时候的困难怎么样?
He may ask me the same questions.
然后我们一起会说,
then we can say, well, it's nothing.
真的,
that is the light and momentary trouble.
现在我们能够在荣耀里面,
now we're in God's eternal glory. Those troubles are nothing.
那段时间和永远比起来,
that time period compared to eternity is just like a head of a needle.
我们会欢喜, 神在我们里面做了那美事,
we will rejoice that God has done the great thing in us.
我们也会欢喜神没有听我那苦苦的诚意,
and we will rejoice over even God didn't answer my prayer back then.
他仍然继续他的工作,
He continued to do His own work,
成就荣耀,
and to achieve for that glory.
最后我也讲一点, 我想最近
Finally, I want to share something happened in my own life.
这个学期, 我女儿都知道, 我女儿她在三年级, 然后她这个学期她参加一个, 他们学校有一个课余活动, 叫做那个 Girls on the Run, 就是长跑的这样的一个运动。
My daughter is in grade 3, third grade is this year. She joined this program called Girls on the Run.
因为她参加了这个, 然后今年两个星期前在 Mother's Day, Kansas City 有一个, 第一次有一个很特别的长跑, 叫做 Mother's Day 5K Run.
And 2 weeks ago on Mother's Day, Kansas City has a special event called 5K Run.
那是在 Corporate Wood, 然后, 在那里, 就是5公里, 这样的一个长跑。
It's held in a corporate woods. It's a 5 kilometers course.
在我初中大概初中或者高中开始的时候，我自己就很喜欢长跑，然后也去那时候有比赛，就参加那个3公里的长跑。
I used to like running when I was in high school, and I have participated on three kilometers competition.
所以我知道这个跑这个长跑实在是这个很辛苦很累的一件事情。
I know this is not an easy thing. It's a difficult thing.
所以我里面说女儿现在才三岁，她要去啊不九岁，sorry 三年。他在九岁他就要去参加这跑，我里面有很多担心。
So I worry about this 9 years old third grader. She's going to do that.
然后这个长跑，因为 Mother's Day 就只能是女子才能跑，父亲男的都不能跑。
Because it's held on Mother's Day, so only girls and ladies can run.
然后他们那个 program 为了这个鼓励父亲们参加，他就说父亲可以做的事情呢，就是做那个标语牌，或者做，然后他们就会评选哪个是最好的，然后就来鼓励那些跑的那些人。
Okay, then the program says the fathers they can hold out a sign or something to encourage the daughters.
然后那天是 Mother's Day, 他们八点钟开始跑，所以一大早我们就开车去七点多。
And the event started at 8 o'clock on Mother's Day, so in early morning we went there.
然后我就开车。然后开车的时候就经过他们跑步的那个路线。
And I drove through the corporate woods, the same route they'll be going through.
然后有一部分的，然后就看到他们真有那些人就做那个标语牌。
And we see people, a lot of people holding a big sign.
然后有些就挂在那里，那么就当然有时说就是啊，就继续跑。
Some were just standing there.
加油 keep going, 然后那些。哎，但我看到有一个。牌他写的挺特别，他这上面他写了，他说 "Don't cry."
But there's a unique one. It says "Don't cry."
然后就说怎样？那哎，我就觉得他那个就跟我里面的感觉挺像。我想这个也知道很辛苦呢，那说明他们小孩子跑着辛苦了，他们都要哭起来。
And I have it matches my thought. That is, I think the little girls might feel like crying in the middle of the running.
然后我们大概七点半到了那个起点 ，Corporate Wood 里面一个地方，然后哇，那你看到好多人。
When we reached the starting point in Corporate Wood at 7:30, there are a lot of people already there.
然后他们说号称有3000参加的人，有3000人在那跑。
They said that there are 3,000 participants that day.
然后全部都是女的，然后年纪大的都可能有七十多。
All girls and women, and some are as old as 70.
然后他们要开始跑的时候，他们就排好队，然后他跑得快的就在前面。
And when they started, they go out in teams, and those who can run fast lead first.
然后哎，我就注意到最后的，他还有那个 stroller。
I noticed that there are strollers.
但是最后那些人就 stroller, 就是那些母亲推着那个 baby 在跑。
Oh, and some of the mothers are running with their babies in the stroller.
哎，我也看了，真是觉得很 amazing.
I was really amazed.
然后，很感谢主了。这个在快开始跑之前，然后我女儿那里就他有一个教练就找到我女儿。
And praise the Lord, right before the starting moment, coach found my daughter.
Yeah, 然后就跟他还有好几个他那些伙伴就是找到他们就会一起跑。
And she's with a group of her friends. They can go, they run together.
然后那个路线都已经定好了，然后他们那个起点也是那个终点。
And the route has been decided, the starting point, the finishing line.
然后他们就跑起来了。
And they started to run.
我们跑了一段，然后跑了一段就绕，所以我大概走了一段就能看到他们，就看到他们这样跑过来。
So I walk around, I can see them here and there.
然后他们再跑过去，我就再也看不到他们。
And after a while, I can't see them anymore.
那么我就能做的就只能在终点，然后就等他们过来。
So I went to the finish line to wait for them.
好，然后就在那终点就等。哎，然后过了没多久，然后有的跑得快的。第一个就跑过来了，我们大家就在那里鼓掌，然后喝彩，也有很多 music, 很多音乐。
Okay. And I waited at the finish line, and after a while, those who run fast are already reaching the finish line. So we clapped our hands, there's also music there.
这第一个跑来之后，后面就是一小批，然后后面就是一大批，一大批。
After the first small group, there are more and more people coming to the finishing line.
然后后面，哎，后面看到我女儿，他们五个人，他们手拉手，然后教练也拉着手，然后很高兴，他们都跑过来，还最后冲刺。
And here I saw five girls coming hand in hand. They're very excited and they really made a run for the finishing line with coaches.
真的是，然后大家就真的是啊，鼓掌啊，欢迎啊，然后很多很loud的那个 music 啊，然后他们也在加油，这里真的是这个觉得很感动。
And with loud music, a hand clapping, everyone is encouraging them. I was deeply moved.
然后在那个时候，好像就看到这个嘛。等会我们会唱那首歌，他那里是讲到说，他说圣徒大队回家，他说有人欢呼，有人唱歌。And
at that moment, I thought about that song, which we'll sing later. It says, "Saints were coming back home in groups." There are people getting praise and singing.
好像那时候神就让我看到一幅图画，好像真的是，好像这是一条我们一起在走这个回家的路，回天家的路。And
God put this vivid picture in my heart that we are all walking on this home, on this path leading home in heaven.
主是从天降下来的。And
the Lord comes down from heaven.
我们里面的那个生命也是那从天降下来的生命。 And
the life in us is given by Him. It will lead us back to the heavenly home.
然后那个起点也是那个终点，然后在那有一个彩色的气球，造成一个像彩虹这样的一个门。
And there, at the finishing line, there will be so many balloons. It looks like a rainbow.
然后我们一起奔跑，奔跑这条神所命定的那个天路。
So we all run on this. A path that God has destined for us to run. We thank the Lord that we have many companions. Many spiritual mothers may be pushing the strollers that has spiritual babies in them. And the spiritual coaches are leading these children.
然后一同也是回到天家，一同进入荣耀。
And all of them come back to the same finishing line, our heavenly home.
后来我女儿很高兴，她跟我说，没有，跑这个没有她想象的那么难。
Later on, my daughter was very excited. She said, "It's not as hard as I thought."
她说她那天也不累。
And she didn't even feel tired.
我真的是很感谢主。
And I praise the Lord.
那我问他，在这里面，他觉得哪一部分是最好的？
And I asked her which part is the best.
然后他告诉我，他说是在他累的时候，他同伴们，他说彼此的劝勉，还是教练那些也是彼此劝勉他们，鼓励他们，他觉得那个是他最好的，每天经历到最好。
She said the best moments are those that when she felt tired. Her companions and coach encouraged her to go on.
实在，我想，当我们一起在跑这一段、奔跑这段荣耀的路的时候，实在会有艰辛，我们也都会累。
I know that when we run on this glorious path, we will encounter difficulties.
但是，如果我们真的能够彼此相爱，能够彼此的劝勉、彼此的鼓励，那这一路也能够成为。
If we have true love for each other and we encourage each other, this will become such a blessing,
a joyful
experience.
感谢，我们一起低头祷告。Let
us pray together. Dear Lord, we give you thanks because you are the God of all grace. You have called us into your eternal glory. We thank you and we love our Lord Jesus Christ. For he will bring many sons into glory. And we thank you that Holy Spirit who dwells in us is our companion.
谢谢你把许多的属灵伙伴一起来陪伴我们。
You have also given us other spiritual companions.
带领我们和我们一起来走这荣耀的路。
You lead all of us to walk on this glorious path.
主啊，求你真是照着你的话，让我们在走这样的路的时候，因着你的同在，因着我们彼此的相爱，彼此的劝勉。
Fulfill your word that through our love for each other and through our mutual encouragement that this journey will be a joyful journey.
虽然我们会有软弱，虽然我们会有伤心，我们会有跌倒，我们也虽有困倦的时候。
Even though we may feel sad, we may stumble, we may feel tired.
主啊，我们感谢你。 你总是你的手也总是在搀扶我们。
We thank you that your hand is always supporting us.
你也总是在带领我们。
You're always leading us.
你不放弃我们。
You will not give up on us.
你要照着你的话，基督在我们里面成为那荣耀的盼望。
According to your words, Christ is in us in the hope of glory.
主啊，照着你的旨意，主啊，在我们众圣徒的身上。
And by your will, may your glory fill all the saints. All the glory and honor be to you.
我们这样祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。We
pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We are still running this path. This path is God's open path.